When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It was playing in the background of the Lane video.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't know. Sounds like not a bad song to use as a return.
It's a good tune.
Yeah. Somebody's playing Stevie.
Yeah, I didn't know if there was a reference. That must have been Jalen controlling the locker room music.
That's definitely a Jalen song.
Yes.
Well, their song after the game is a Michael Jackson song, apparently.
That's got to be Jalen, too,
is that,
right?
Is it? What is this?
I don't know which Michael Jackson.
Like the rallying song?
Because Howie was walking into the locker room after the game, and Nick walked in. He's like, we got Michael Jackson playing. So, like, maybe Michael Jackson's song is a rallying cry. A new dancing on our own, but it's a Michael Jackson song. And I would think it would be the Cooper DeJean song, but I don't think it was Billie Jean.
Oh, right. Well, can you find out what it is?
Listen, I'll do some digging.
All right. Do you want to be Eagles Insider of the Year? You might be able to.
If I get it by 4:30.
No.
Why? It's a scoop.
It is a scoop.
If you get it from someone other than an Eagles reporter.
Well, what if I get it from someone in the building?
At NovaCare?
Yeah.
Well, then I'll
worm it up.
Okay. Then worm it up.
They love Michael Jackson.
They would love him.
He makes a lot of sense.
We
love him.
All right. All right. Yeah,
Elliot should have that.
Yeah, he should. Elliot probably doesn't know any songs that came out before he was born. Well, Elliot's old now, right? Elliot's pushing
40. Yeah, but Elliot has, again, he's really 24 in a 38-year-old or however old he is body.
Yeah, the tiny little feet. All right. So the question today.
Oh, how big are your feet? I don't know if you're a feet.
10 and a half.
All right, it's not bad.
I'm like 5'10", 5'11". My feet are 10 and a half. That's totally normal.
No,
I have totally average size feet.
Yeah, but you're throwing around like your inches. Or like your...
Whoa.
Well, you're throwing around...
Look, man, when it's cold, I wear a 9. All right. Do the Eagles have a regular season offense or a playoff offense? 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man.
What up, Chris?
Here's what's going on, guys. We got a regular offense here, regular season. But I want to point out a few things that scared me with the Roquan Smith comment. When he said that he was calling out the plays, I had a flashback to last year when Nick Bosa said the same thing.
Yes, he said they figured us out. Yeah.
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 We're predictable. They know what's going on. Now, the difference between last year and this year was Bosa called it out, and they shut us down, and so did everybody else. Roquan Smith could have called out all the plays he wanted to call out. He still didn't stop us from winning that game and still didn't stop our offense from going.
I didn't even notice Roquan Smith played in that game Sunday.
Exactly, Ike. Exactly.
What?
So,
well,
I mean, him individually. Yes. I didn't see him make any plays.
They did a pretty good job on our offense,
yes.
to be quite honest with you, Chris. I know we won the game, but like... It wasn't one of our better offensive performances this year.
Correct, but let's be fair about this, all right? So... Saquon has faced stacked boxes his entire career. Pause. This is not unusual for this guy to do this. He did his entire career with the Giants, and he's doing it here. The difference is we have the line. We have all of that, so that even if it is vanilla, I mean, Ike, at some point you know this too, in playing at that level.
Huh.
It comes down to you got to just beat that man up. You know, you could scheme all you want, but you got to make the play. And I feel like we have the guys to do it. And we also have the guys that can go off script and create. Saquon can create the big play out of nothing. Jalen can scramble and create something out of nothing, or hit an A.J. Brown that breaks two or three tackles and goes the distance. So that's why, although, Spike, I do feel like it is predictable and a little vanilla, I'm going to give them coaches credit and say, hey, in the postseason, they'll have some wrinkles for it. But even if they don't, I still am confident because of all of that, that we can win. And here's one quick thing, too. Saquon right now, he's third in the NFL in rushing yards after contact. So, again, that gives me the confidence to say, even if they know what's coming and they hit him and they hit, he's still going to make his.
Yeah, listen, I guess it all depends on the matchup with the team you go up against, right? Because if a team doesn't force you out of your comfort zone, then you don't necessarily have to worry about it. Yeah, it could be a problem, Chris. Like listen, if you're asking me, can we go win a championship with Jalen throwing the ball less than 20 times and for 115, 135 yards a game, I would likely say no.
But you know what, Ike? If he's doing that, you're winning because you don't need him to do it. I think we get
no, but the thing is, when you are forced to do it.
Well, correct. If he has to, then that's when we're a little nervous. But, you know, Ike, before I let you go, man, I got some concerns for you, okay?
Okay.
Listen, there's some things going on, very nefarious things that you're up against with on the show. I feel so bad for you. You got some really bad teammates. You got two non-Foxhole guys working with you.
Oh, what happened?
You got Jack out there who's got his mom changing car tires, and now Spike's talking about he's got Val up in the stands fighting people.
I didn't ask her to do it. She's from Upper Darby. I can't stop her from doing that.
And it was my dad and mom. They both came.
Well, listen. One thing I know, right. Jack's not a violent person, so I wouldn't necessarily expect him. I would expect him, if I'm in trouble, to call the police as soon as possible. Right?
And
me and Taz.
And the other thing I wanted to give you a heads up on, Ike. We mapped out the bus tour, and we're going to swing by your house. Hugh gave me your address, so we're going to pick you up on the way down to New Orleans. All
listen,
right?
I'm considering it.
You're coming on that bus.
I'm just saying, man, the bus ride from where it started to where it's at now has gotten a lot more crowded. It seems like there's
maybe Hugh doesn't need you anymore.
No, he certainly doesn't need me to ride. He's got like 50 people on the bus with him.
Yeah.
You know, so he doesn't need me.
Can't wait until Hugh bows out of the bus.
And the fact that I'm not sure, are there any rules and restrictions going on this bus? That's what scares me more than anything.
Yeah, especially with Hugh in charge.
Hugh in charge. You know what he was going to do. He was going to sit there and be quiet, and he's going to talk to nobody. Yeah,
well, that's a good point, too.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So he won't be in charge. So really, it'll be Joe Giglio in charge.
Yeah. Well, he's intimidating. Chris, give us a famous fight.
I do. Take us back to 1974. Foreman versus Ali, Rumble in the Jungle.
Oh, yeah, you can't go wrong with a Rumble in the Jungle, baby.
It's a great one.
Can't go wrong with that. A lot of Ali's fights were great.
So the thing he said about, you know, at a certain point, it's just, are we better at it than you are?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a little bit of oversimplifying. If you and I are going up against each other in something, mm-hmm. and you have more to think about, more to prepare for, if I have more moves, that's why in basketball, if a guy can go with either hand, he's more dangerous than if he can just go to his right or just go to his left. Jack, stay.
Easier to defend.
Yeah, so we have a dominant offensive line, but if the other team knows what we're doing, and he brought up last year with Bosa, the other time that I remember that happening is Chip.
Yeah.
You know, because we very, like, vanilla concepts overall with Chip, too, and that had an expiration date.
So this is the way I kind of look at the question, right?
Yep.
I say to myself, ultimately, if it comes down to that, do I have the confidence in the passing game that we can win that way if we have to? That's ultimately what it boils down to, right? Because a team can have the ability to take some away from you. And when you're in the postseason, you're playing higher caliber teams, better talent. So it's hard to look at a game in a season and sort of judge everything from that standpoint versus more evidence of what you do, what got you there, and a team in the postseason preparing to defend you.
Yeah, especially when if it's Detroit, they can sit at home for 2 weeks and think about
a couple of
different options that they have.
Yes.
And you have a whole regular season on tape as well.
Or put it this way, what if we happen to play, and I don't know how the records are going to shape out, but what if we happen to play Washington again in the playoffs? That'll be the third time we play them.
And the third time they've seen us.
Exactly. So all that stuff does matter. I think healthy. Some of this passing game gets skewed, and there's a lot of gray area because as good as this team is and has been this year, how many games have all their guys played together on offense? And I'm not making it seem like other teams don't have injuries, but I'm saying what they could be potentially with everybody healthy versus what we've kind of seen throughout the last 8 weeks. It's been so choppy with AJ being out, Devontae being out, Goddard's out, Mailata was out for 4 weeks, right? Like it's been a little choppy, so I don't know if we've seen the best of the passing game.
But also the truth is it might continue to be choppy the rest of the year.
I put it to you this way. If it's going to continue to look like this, then it's certainly going to be harder to get to the Super Bowl this way.
All right, we'll play that Chase Daniel on Jalen audio for you right after I tell you about the we know right now the football team is the gold standard of the teams in the city. They're the best, just like Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown is the gold standard when it comes to buying a brand new Hyundai. They're going to give you're going to get the gold standard treatment when you get there. John Ashdale, the Car Czar, knows that you deserve it. So you can make everything fast, make everything easy, make everything better fast because they've got over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock. So they're going to have what you need. Also, of those 200, over 80 of them cost less than 30 grand. So if you're worried about price, they have low, if your budget's a little bit lower, they can hook you up there too.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And as far as price, financing as low as 0% on select 2024s. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. $6,500 guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai, as I've told you before, it's a big warranty. Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Jack, I always forget what Chase Daniels' podcast name is. It's the one with Diana Rossini, right?
Blue, Scoop City?
Yes, there we go. From The Athletic, correct?
We need to get Devin Caney on there.
Yeah, gotta get
Scoops Caney.
Scoops Caney. All right, so here's what Chase Daniel had to say about Jalen.
Diana, the only question I have about the Eagles and why I cannot put them on the Lions level is because of the quarterback. And it's really not a weakness, per se, but I have not seen in this 8-game win streak Jalen Hurts really take over a game. At some point this year, whether it's later in the season or whether it's in the playoffs, can Jalen Hurts turn it up a notch to his 2022 level? I have yet to see it. He's got one of the best duos in the league, Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, but they're just not asking him to throw a lot. I think he's throwing the ball like 19 and a half times per game since the bye week. So it's going to be interesting to see, but that's why I have the Lions ahead, is just the quarterback.
And what a for everyone expecting that all of a sudden when the playoffs come, we're going to reveal some secret thing that we've had all year as right. We've been beating Saquon into the ground. I don't think that's likely either.
Right.
I mean, they must be they'll have a twist here or there, but they're going to go in thinking we're going to do what we have to do.
It's safe to say, and it's common sense, quite frankly, that if they could move the ball 20 to 30 yards at a time through the air,
they would probably
throwing the ball,
it.
They would do that. Yeah.
Especially given the ownership.
And yes.
They like, as an organization, throwing the ball.
Yes. We all know. And they started the season out this way, trying to throw the ball more. And they had to adjust to the situation and figured this is the best way for us to win. To your point, does that work once you get to the postseason? Now, I'm hanging my hat on past success, not necessarily this year, more so what they've done in the past. But, man, I can't sit here and tell you that. I'm like, oh, man, I wish we threw the ball a lot better as an offense. Because that game wouldn't have been 9-0 Sunday. We wouldn't have had so many consecutive 3-and-outs. Right, we had 3-and-outs, 3-and-outs, 3-and-outs. I mean, if you go back and look at the stats from Sunday's game, you would wonder why Baltimore didn't win the game.
Yes, I think so. And when they didn't
turn the ball over, right?
They fumbled 4 times, but we didn't recover.
We didn't recover. So they didn't turn the ball over.
Yep.
They beat us in time of possession. They beat us in total yards. They held us to 250 yards. You hold an offense to 250 total yards. Think about this. We're the number one defense in the league giving up 275. We got
held us to
below
250.
That.
Yeah.
We got held below that and still won the game.
And it's funny. We always think about the first drive where they threw.
That's why Nick was like, we're working Monday.
Right. Well, we think about the first drive where Saquon runs for 12, but then there's the incompletion of Paris Campbell. Mm-hmm. There's the incompletion of Britton Covey. I forget what the other play was. But there was, I think.
Oh, the Shipley.
Lateral
throw, yeah.
I think it was 2 drives later where everyone's like, just run, just run, just run. And they ran Saquon 3 straight times, and they were 3 and out, too.
Yeah.
So those, you know, The Saquon running game thing is a thing that builds and builds and builds as the game goes on, but
it's not the same as dialing up an explosive pass play.
Right.
You can't just dial up an explosive run play.
No, you have to run a bunch of times and hope that
it actually happens. Yes.
Yeah, and you know, Chase Daniels, he's right, you know, in that he has not seen it this year. Everybody brings up the first game, and the first game seems like 100 years ago, and they weren't playing offense the same way that they're playing offense now. So, and I don't know if they would try to do that again. That was one of the last games that we saw. I mean, Jalen had a lot of turnover-worthy plays in that game. Now, in fairness to him, it was the first week of the season. They were in Brazil, blah, 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 blah. But in fairness to everybody else, they've decided never to try it again after the bye week. So,
yep.
215. Oh, Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the afternoon show Fraudulent Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. All right, here's the question, Ike. Curious where you think people are. Are you worried that the style of offense the Eagles are currently running can win in the postseason? Are you worried about the offense in the postseason, yes or no?
This is a good question. I think it's fairly close. I'm going to go 58-42.
So I'm
worried.
Actually stunned by the results.
What you got?
82% say no.
Oh, wow. We're excited. We are excited right now.
I mean, there's a little bit of you might have another thing coming here. Maybe not. I would proudly be wrong.
That's pretty strong, though. Yes. I mean, people feel good about the team right now. And
we're the 85 Bears now.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Could we be? Obviously, we're not the 85 Bears. But to your point, could you win with an offense that is sort of one-dimensional? They hit a couple big shots because Willie Gault used to catch a couple deep passes here and there. But they pretty much won with their defense in Walter Payton.
Is the better example not the 2013 Seahawks?
That's another example.
Is this defense?
The Marshawn Lynch with the Legion of Boom.
Yeah. The Ravens with Flacco. Now Flacco...
Going to bomb the Jacoby
Flacco threw
Jones?
The ball a little bit more. Yeah.
Flacco threw
now,
the ball.
Now, Ravens with Trent Dilfer.
Right.
That's definitely, is that we're not
but
that
we're talking,
bad.
Again, we're talking about all-time defenses, though. Is this an all-time defense or a really good defense?
It's a really good defense, but here's the thing, though, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have to be an all-time defense with these offenses?
Probably not.
Right, probably not in the way that the NFC is set up, at least to get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
The way that the NFC is set up, if we're just talking about quarterbacks, you know, there's not a ton of... We're not talking about the elite of the elite with quarterbacks in the NFC.
Jordan Love has his turnover issues.
Yep.
If we can find a way to get Jared Goff out of that dome,
yep.
Get him here, see what that's like.
Jaden Daniels is a rookie. You know, Kyler Murray has had a good year. Geno Smith has had a good – these are guys that have had a good year, but they're still in that 10 to 15 range of
quarterback. And quite frankly, it depends on how you feel about Jalen. But if you look at the quarterback matchups, is he not the favorite in most of these quarterback matchups? Like, which quarterback matchup? I trust Jalen more than I do Jordan Love. Jordan Love is too risky with his throws off his back foot way too often. Jared Goff, I got to give him a slight edge. He has the experience. He's gone to a Super Bowl. He's in the NFC Championship game last year. Who else am I looking at?
Kyler Murray.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Like Jalen, I give a slight edge to Jared Goff. Slight edge.
Darnold?
I don't give the edge to Sam Darnold.
You say that's flat, or do you say
edge? I give the edge to Jalen over Sam Darnold,
The only team that could sneak into the playoffs at this point that you would say clear-edged quarterback the other guys if the Rams got in the playoffs.
Matthew Stafford?
Yeah. Oh, come on. Guys got a cannon, won a Super Bowl.
I didn't mean anything. His offense doesn't look like he has a cannon, or he's not scoring 30 points a game.
No, but as a quarterback, if you're just saying quarterback to quarterback, I would take Stafford in one game over Jalen.
No, I'm saying in a matchup in the playoffs.
Yep.
Them against the defense, because that's how it's being played.
Right.
How the game is being played.
Okay, yes.
My quarterback against their defense, their quarterback against our defense.
Okay,
yes.
That's fair. Yes. Especially the way that the Rams have played this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Just as long as the Bucs don't get in, we should be fine.
That's a good point.
For some reason, I mean,
what's their record? Are they?
They're 6-6. They're tied with the Falcons.
That's
for
a good
the South.
Point with Todd Bowles. Yeah, that's a fair point.
And the Falcons look like they might be ready to almost give up.
They are ready to cave.
Yeah.
There was 10,000 people at the Falcons game on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, Cousins has thrown, I think I read, no touchdowns and 6 interceptions the last 3 games. He might be cooked.
They took the keys back. For the city, they gave him the keys to the city. They took him back.
Yeah, might be Penix time in Atlanta.
There
might be Penix time. So,
hold on, I'm a Kirk Cousins guy.
Yeah, well
I'm a Kirk Cousins guy too, but it might be over. I'm a Penix guy though.
Me too. I'm both. Yes.
Yeah. So, by the way, another win from Bo Nix the other day. Throw that out. So, man, we have coming up. So we will continue to take your calls on this. Do the Eagles have a regular season offense or a playoff offense? 215-592-9494. But boy, do we have a power-packed segment coming up. First of all, Jack, I guess, gives the eulogy on Sacrifice for Soto.
Damn.
And that some bad news has come out in the Soto thing.
Not that bad. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Everything's fine. We never wanted it.
They were never going to get bad anyway.
It's not even fast.
The point.
He might not even be 26.
Can't even play defense.
He might not be 26.
And then, I hesitate to say this.
What happened?
A.J. Brown deleted a tweet last night.
Oh. Well.
So we're just going to get to that.
All right. We'll mention it.
Yes, we're not going to tweet it. We're just going to mention it. All right.
Sertain?
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, y'all. It's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.